This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, kicking off the third hour here of this special episode of Free Talk Live, hosted by Ian.
And nobody.
We've been talking about a psychopath who is in public office down in Louisiana, Clay, I think his name, Higgins.
Yes, Clay Higgins, but his name is Mud to me.
He is a U.S. representative who fancies himself a militia member, a former law enforcement officer, who apparently doesn't think black people should be allowed to have militias, because he says if the he basically said, I'm paraphrasing from a Facebook post he made, which was subsequently deleted from Facebook by apparently Facebook. That if black people show up, or I guess anyone he doesn't like, shows up and has a gun at a protest, not that they're waving the gun at him, not that they're pointing the gun at him, but that just that if he doesn't like how they are, if he feels like they're, quote, what was it, aggressively postured or something
Yeah,
like that?
It was aggressively natured.
That's what it was.
So, and the difficult thing about that is really if you have an aggressive nature, it means that's just who you are.
Like
you
him,
know,
a politician.
Your nature is who you are. Your posture would be, you know, how you're standing right now.
Right.
It's almost like he's saying that. I don't know what the heck he's saying, and maybe
he's
that's
saying
intentional.
He thinks he has the freedom to blast people and kill them because he doesn't like the way he considers their nature to be.
Right. You don't get a First Amendment if he doesn't approve of you, and you don't get a Second Amendment if he doesn't approve of you.
Yeah, I don't know where we were going at the very end of that last segment there, and so I don't know if you were driving at a point or sharing out something from this story.
You know, I can't actually recall either, so...
Was there more that you thought worth sharing, or do we pretty much cover it?
There's a little bit more to the story, and we did... So, basically, although leaders of okay, I'm going to go back one paragraph. I see where we are now. Higgins appeared at a D.C. event organized by Oath Keepers, a group that claims to have tens of thousands of members and has been described by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a radical anti-government group. Unfair, I think, but going on. Although leaders of this group contended it's not a militia, the group has acted and launched operations similar to a paramilitary force. Members of other militia groups were invited and attended the event. The Advocate has also reported the Louisiana Republican has sold shirts at his political events with logos identical to that of the Three Percenters, another group of anti-government militia groups scattered across the country. After his original post was taken down Tuesday night, Higgins followed up on Facebook by saying he had not deleted the post himself, suggested he was being censored, and continued to encourage people to respond to protesters. America is being manipulated into a new era of government control. Your liberty is threatened from within. Welcome to the front lines, ladies and gentlemen. I'll advise when it's time to gear up, mount up, and roll out. Now, I actually think he's correct in what he's saying there which is that the powers that be, call it the deep state, call it whatever you wanna call it. I believe that they're bringing in a new wave of tyranny, and that basically as a result of this, there's an organized attempt in the government and the media to stir up racial strife.
And this guy's part of it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this guy's part of it. So he's one side of the dupes, because I think they're duping the left wing and the right wing.
Right, he's acting.
But he's aware to some level.
He's acting here like he's on the side of freedom, which, of course, we already know he's a psychopath, and we know he's a former cop. Now, that's not to say that there aren't some good guys who join the police. I think those people exist. Many of them quit.
But they don't threaten militias who exercise their Second Amendment rights.
Right, and which is why I say, if this guy says, he says, wait till I say the word. What was it, the last line he used?
He said,
Let's it was see. Like, wait till I give the word, and then you'll roll out.
There it is. America's being manipulated into a new era of government control. Your liberty is threatened from within. Welcome to the front lines, ladies and gentlemen. I'll advise when it's time to gear up, mount up, and roll out.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be taking his advice.
I will not be rolling out with him, but if in the event that he decides to roll out to November, New Hampshire, then I hope he doesn't bring an aggressive nature with him.
There was something you mentioned in the last hour that was related to this, about an integrated movement as opposed to a segregated movement, I think. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, these are not classifications or classical classifications of militia. Classically, there are two kinds of militia. There is the select militia, which is arguably their places filled by the National Guard, and they're generally around all the time, they're managed by the government, and they're kind of the first line of defense. But then in the case of actual war, they also call up the unorganized militia, and the unorganized militia is the entire body of the people, so from 17 to 70. And traditionally that was men, I would say now it would include both men and women to the extent that they want to serve. But what I was talking about is this guy is obviously looking for some kind of a segregated militia. He doesn't want a black militia out there. And it strikes me as particularly poignant because I have been working on trying to talk to people from Black Lives Matter. And eventually I will spread this out to other black groups, Black Panthers, for example, what have you, and any other person who's interested in being involved. And also I've been reaching out to the militia and the boogie boys that I know and the gun people. And what I'd like to see grow out of that, although I don't know how to get there because I'm no military commander. My only military experience is JROTC. But what I want to do is try to put these people together, get a meeting of the minds and say, and try to get basically an organization of militias that are either mixed race or, as a special exception, all black. Normally, I would say that I would want only mixed race militias. That would be my personal inclination. But the thing is, I would not want to turn away somebody like the Black Panthers, which I believe was all black, or something like the Not Fooling Around Coalition, which is all black. And I can understand why they would not necessarily have the trust level for white people right now to want to be in an integrated militia. So basically, on the other hand, if an all-white militia wanted to be involved in this, I would probably resist that. And again, treating people differently by race is abhorrent to my nature.
Yeah.
But the circumstances that we're in are also abhorrent to my nature. So that's kind of how I'd look at it. And the two things that I'd want to be able to do. The first is I would want to be able to provide militia support if we had people in the area to Black Lives Matter events, so that basically they've got armed people out there ready to protect them.
Because most of the people at these events, we've been to a few of them here in New Hampshire, they're like skinny little liberal kids. You know, that's what
the Antifa. Okay, you will probably find a different crew with Black Lives Matter, and you'll certainly find a different crew with the Panthers. But
I'm talking about at the events that we've been to here in New Hampshire. That's what I've seen. There's a bunch
of have been a lot of skinny white kids, and which is nice that you know they're doing doing an event about black people being shot. But white people are showing up and saying, this is unacceptable. Yep. We can't have this. So kudos to them for doing this. But I would like to be out there with militia, and also because there have been problems when militiamen have showed up at Black Lives Matter events looking to protect property or provide medical aid or whatever. But they haven't been coordinating with the Black Lives Matter people.
Right.
So the Black Lives Matter people don't know who they are. They don't know why they're there.
Well,
they don't know what their intent is.
If a group of black guys with guns, a black militia, shows up at one of these Black Lives Matter events, it's going to make some heads explode. I mean, people are not going to
I mean, hopefully
know.
Not literally.
Right.
But,
figuratively. They're going to be like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Black guys with guns? And they might actually stop for a second and ask a question. They might actually let their guard down and listen to what these guys have to say. We got more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. And gals, there's some ladies in the pictures from the NFAC.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't...
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Matrix Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Mm-hmm.
Live. The number for you to join us, 603-283-6160. Tonight, with you in the studio, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Bonnie.
Coming up, we'll talk about a corrupt cop setting fires. Bonnie's got that story to share. But instead, people are all outraged about Dr. Seuss and some relatively obscure books of his that have now been taken off the publishing rolls by his, the company that was created ostensibly to protect his works, has now completely turned against six of his works. And if you want to comment, you're certainly welcome to join us at 603-283-6160 as we continue here. And I also want to make sure you know about AnyPay. That is where you can go to start accepting cryptocurrencies at your local business or maybe on your online store. If you get a WooCommerce plugin on your WordPress website, you want to add AnyPay, you want to add cryptocurrency acceptance like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Bitcoin SV, Litecoin. I think they even started accepting Doge recently. You can easily do that with the AnyPay plugin for WooCommerce. And if you're just a mom-and-pop local business and you want to take crypto at your point of sale, download the AnyPay app and get rolling. You can just get that thing set up within moments after having downloaded it. It's super easy. It'll be the easiest payment system you've ever set up. Check out AnyPay. Learn more over at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. As we go to more of your calls and thoughts, Scott the Bigot is on the line here. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Ian, Nobody, and Bonnie. How are you?
Hey, Scott, what's on your mind tonight?
This is what's on my mind. You know, from cancel culture, which is an epidemic, Dr. Seuss, I'm calling you to follow through on what I called you last week about the IRS. I admit, it's painful for me to admit, but I am a coward. I knuckled under. I paid the IRS. I forwarded a check to them today. Or should I say I was coerced and intimidated into paying the IRS? Now, let me my rationale was. Of course, I did not want to pay them, but after speaking to a very skilled financial advisor, this is my options. If I did not, he said, I guarantee you that they will drain your bank account or they will cut off like a water tap. They'll just shut off your credit. So the point of my call tonight is, yes, I knuckled under. If millions of Americans stood their ground, millions, maybe something could be done. The IRS is using, but this is what I can do. I want your listeners to know that the IRS is using threats and strong-arm tactics to shake down their victims into extorting money out of them. That's what it is. The IRS is no different than the mafia or a loan shark who threatens or coerces their victims into making immediate payments or else they will break your legs or blow up your store. These are the tactics that Al Capone used in the 1920s Chicago, and I hope the IRS is listening to me. I hope someone from the government listens to me because I do have still freedom of speech until, of course, the government is working to take that away too. So what I'm saying is, Ian, Nobody, and Bonnie, is that between coercion to hit us over the head to take our money, silencing us, disarming us, taking away our First and Second Amendment rights, our government, meaning the federal government, wants to trample over our rights and wants to diminish all of our rights and make us into communist serf slaves. And
it's hard to disagree with you. Yeah, it's hard to disagree
it's
with
true.
You. On this call.
And I'm sure many of the greats, Ludwig von Mises, Murray Rothbard, Milton Friedman would agree with you on that point.
Thank you, Scott, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go and continue. That was a good one. Those are all Jewish people.
Yes, they are.
And Scott's a bigot. But he didn't get into his bigotry tonight, so that's good.
Kudos.
Good. Baby steps. You know, if Dr. Seuss can change, maybe Scott the Bigot can change someday. I mean, it's not impossible. Let's go to Kenosha Kyle. He's on the line on our Matrix server. Go ahead, Kyle.
So let's talk about systemic racism. That's a word that people, and especially the mainstream media, like to throw around a lot. And systemic refers to something that is spread throughout, affecting a group or system, such as a body, economy, market, or society as a whole. And so they like to use that word systemic racism to say that the United States is systemically or institutionally racism. And I'd like someone who says that to tell me about how much time they've spent in other countries. I mean, let's go with Japan, for example. To our audience listeners who might not be driving, raise your hand if you've been to an establishment and told you can't come in because of your skin color. My skin color is pretty white, and I have been. Japan is a very racist country. They're quite polite about it, however. But
what did they do? How did that go? What happened to you?
Well, they have this little thing they do where they cross their hands with an X, and they say, no gaijin, which means no outsider. Mm-hmm. And what can you do? Where you're told that's a part of their culture and to accept it and deal with it. If they tell you a white man can't come in, a white man can't come in. And, you know, so be it. That's what it is.
Well, unless you're selling them opium. Although that was China.
Yeah. And, you know, it depends on where you go. Most places in Japan are not like that. This was a very small town. And so they have their small town views and whatever they are. They don't like white people. Maybe they don't like Navy people.
Well, some people do, right? Like, so, from what I understand, in a lot of places in Japan, the women really love American men. Like, they're very interested in them.
Yes, many of them are. However, if you are a darker skin tone, specifically black, that could go either way. It is going to get you lots of stares and some people laughing at you. They're not necessarily going to treat you differently, though, other than saying, oh, you can't come into our bar. You know, they're not going to be violent towards you. And, you know, if we're talking about countries and their differences between America, I mean, the United States is one of the least homogenous countries on this planet. You know, if you go look at the Nordic countries, how many people of color over there are running corporations, are in political positions, or even president or vice president, for that matter? You know, the systemic racism thing, racism is real. It's everywhere. And it's probably worse in some different parts of America than it is in most of them.
Sure.
But to say systemically, institutionally, and then that all white people are responsible for it, well, that's almost like trying to create an enemy out of someone who wasn't to begin with. And it's ironic that some people who parrot this sentiment, such as George Takei, are also the same people who says that they understand and defend the Japanese internment camps of which they were put in as a child.
He defends the camps that he was put in?
Absolutely.
That's nuts.
Interesting. I'd like to find a quote on that.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't pull that up, but you can easily find that on the Googles. He's basically saying that he understands why it happened because the Japanese were perceived as this threat from the outside, and they didn't know who to trust, so they just threw a ball in a cage.
Wow.
I mean, I understand why it happened. I don't approve.
It's not okay.
But like you said earlier, that doesn't defend the actions. That just explains why they happen.
Thank you, Kenosha Kyle. I appreciate the heads up on that. Thanks for the call. The number is 603-283-6160. Should you wish to join us, you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is taking up President Biden's nearly $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus bill today. The bill only with support from Democrats, as Republicans are not happy with the fact that there's a proposed $350 billion to bail out state and local governments. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst saying,
I think we might have a new name for this package that's come over. It's the Porky Partisan Pricey Pet Project Package.
Republicans can force some procedural delays by reading the bill out loud, but all indications are that Democrats have the votes for the bill to pass. The Labor Department says first-time jobless claims have gone up a bit. The slight increase comes after the previous week saw unemployment claims fall to its lowest level since November. This is USA Radio News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is hitting back at President Biden for saying it was Neanderthal thinking for him to lift the mask requirement in his state. Governors in Mississippi, Montana, and Iowa have also recently lifted mandates requiring masks in their state. Pushing back on all those governors, Dr. Anthony Fauci believes this is not the right time to be lifting restrictions.
I don't know why they're doing it, but it certainly, from a public health standpoint, is ill-advised. It just is inexplicable why you would want to pull back now. I understand the need to want to get back to normality, but you're only going to set yourself back if you just completely push aside the public health guidelines.
That audio courtesy of CNN, President Biden is approving a disaster declaration for North Carolina. The order sets the stage for federal assistance. The Tar Heel State was hit hard by Tropical Storm Etta in November. Nearly 20 counties were affected. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, the number here. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. And joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Citizen Arcane,
and Bonnie.
We're going to continue here, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. Coming up, Bonnie will tell us about another corrupt cop. There's no shortage of stories about
what a
them,
shock!
Right? And this one, a police chief, apparently, as well. So we'll get into that. But your calls and thoughts coming first here. Also, want to invite you over to freetalklive.com. Where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners via our chat server. It's a Matrix chat server, which means it is self-hosted, it's federated, and it is not subject to being regulated by big tech. So if you want to have your chats protected, get on over to our Matrix server. Go to chat.freetalklive.com, and you will find step-by-step instructions there as to how to join the chat server and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Chat.freetalklive.com. We go to your calls and thoughts here. He's David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, IRS gangs, the idiot radio station. A bunch of corrupt, just like just that same description as the IRS that Scott the Bigot was given, that describes them. Hey, you know, remember when I told you that correlation is not causation? Is that how that goes, Ian?
That's right, yeah.
I was telling the story about how Clyde Lewis, for 20 minutes on his radio program, called me every non-FCC arable word there is. And then a couple days later, I called his radio station again, and he put me right on. But it was kind of funny though, because he didn't say David in New Mexico, you know, they what's your name? Where are you at?
Mm-hmm.
He made sure just to say David. I think he was trying to save face a little bit. He didn't want to admit to his listeners that it was David in New Mexico that he was allowing back on his airwaves after he had gotten pissed at David from New Mexico three nights in a row.
Okay.
But
what cheesed him off?
Oh, because I called him on some stuff. I was telling Ian and everybody else who's listening.
Why should anyone care? I mean, most people don't even know who this guy is.
Okay.
Ground Zero, a national radio program. You either know him or you don't. Clyde Lewis, Ground
Most
Zero.
Most people don't know who he is.
I don't
guarantee
know who he
you.
Is.
Okay. I mean, very few people know any national radio host outside of Rush Limbaugh. And now that he's gone, basically most people don't know any of them.
He's just another dead joker.
Now they can check it out. I just didn't add for you. I just did a promo for you, Clyde. So we're even. But anyway, the point is that remember how in the past I've made claims how I believe that making an issue of something on your program sometimes gets results. And so what I'm saying is I think there's a possibility that broaching the subject on your program made it such that Clyde actually took my call when cases previous to that went down the same way, he would not take my call.
Hold on. You're saying you think that you being on Free Talk Live helped this other radio host take your phone call?
Yes.
That would suggest that he's actually listening to this show, and I highly doubt that's the case.
Well, Clyde, if you're listening, give us a call.
I'm Bonnie.
Doubt it.
And Bonnie.
Yeah. Look, I've never listened to this guy's show. I know that he exists. I know that he does like a kind of a spooky Art Bell coast to coast AM show. At least that's what I've heard.
He adds politics and conspiracy into it as well.
Okay. It's a late night talk show. I've never listened to it in my lifetime. There's a ton of shows. Well, in most places, that's fairly late night. Our show ends at 10 p.m. Eastern, so you know after that, it's getting pretty late. But you know this guy, there's a ton of talk shows out there, and I've not listened to probably 99% of them. And I'm in the business, so the idea that this guy might have been listening to Free Talk Live and he's like, "Oh, I heard."
No,
David
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that word gets back to people if they're not listening directly. I'm saying word gets back to them.
Well, I appreciate that you think we're that influential, but I'm telling you, we're not.
Well, if we can get the word out, somebody tell Phil Christianis, a piece of crap.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
I think it's sad that I've lived 24 years and still never met anyone named Clyde.
I think I knew a Clyde.
Did you? I've never known a Clyde.
I know two Clydes. One's J. Clyde. Clyde is his last name.
Okay.
Otherwise known as Puff.
And, oh, I know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know his
last
name.
And then there was wasn't there a Free Stater named Clyde?
I don't recall.
I think there was.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, there was, wasn't there?
Yeah.
There was a South Park character named Clyde.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a more relevant conversation than the one that just happened.
I mean, if anybody should know a Clyde, it's you, Bonnie.
I know, but
exactly.
Right. Still haven't.
Let's go to this call here. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live on screen.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
So I had an idea for cell 411.
Okay.
I think you should be able to like drop kind of like police reports or private versions of police reports on street corners or streets that tell you the date of an incident, like graffiti or I got mugs, that type of thing. I'm sorry if it's loud.
Huh.
Would those expire after a certain period of time? Because one of the issues that you're going to find with these map-based drop a thing here kind of websites or whatever is that there's all kinds of bad information after a certain period of time. So, I mean, that would be a tough thing to do if it started to just collect a bunch of info that got progressively more and more outdated.
Well, it would certainly, it would depend on the information, but, you know, the police stations in a particular area tend to stay the same over time, so if nothing else, it might be warnings for like a jurisdiction.
But one of the neat things,
clutter by just seeing ones from your friends or your circles, your cells.
Yeah, could be. One of the things that is coming soon with Cell 411, sometime, I'm going to say this year, I know software is hard to pinpoint, but sometime sooner rather than later, hopefully, it's going to be open sourced. And for listeners that aren't familiar, what does that mean, Nobody?
It means that its source will be available to anybody who wants to change it or add a feature or whatever they want to do to it, they can do it.
Yeah, so that's coming soon, and you are referring to Cell 411, which for our listeners that aren't familiar with it, it is a program available for free for Apple phones and Android phones. Mm-hmm. It allows you to send out emergency alerts to your friends or family members, people in your social circles or whatever, to alert them when something bad is happening to you, basically.
Yep.
And also allows you to respond to your friends when something bad is happening to them.
Crowdsource your emergencies.
Yeah, exactly. And you can go and search for Cell 411 on either of those app stores or just go to getcell411.com. Any other comments, caller?
No, thank you.
Thanks for the call today. I appreciate it.
Well, he said you could put police reports, and it made me think of something else. Like, what if you had a part of the app where you could have a police officer and people could add on to it experiences they had with them since the government isn't going to do that?
I definitely like that idea, having a database of cops. And, you know, the other thing that I think is needed is a database of snitches.
Oh. Okay, that's already been done. It was done years ago. The site is called Who's a Rat? I don't know if it's still online, but at least it was, and it was exactly what you're talking about. It was a database. Yep, it's still online. Whosarat.com, police informant list, local snitches, and agents.
We need to check if Richie the Snitch is in there, or Richard DuPont.
So it's still on there, and there's a similar site that does allow you to rate cops as well. I've seen that. I think it's like Rate My Cop. Yeah. Or something like that.
So is it like, do you rate them on a scale of bad to worse?
Yeah, I think so. So check that out as well, ratemycop.com. Now that site appears to be down. There's now rateourcops.org. So somebody's already thought of that one. Now that's not to say it couldn't be worked into Cell 411 in some way, shape, or form.
Well, maybe I can just link to their database.
Indeed. 603-283-6160. Speaking of bad cops, we got one coming up for you. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red-hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Don't miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Yes, you can bring up what you want. The number is 603-283-6160. You can also join us on the chat server at chat.freetalklive.com. That's where you get the instructions on how to join. If you want to call in that way, you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And that us in the studio includes me, Ian.
Nobody.
And Bonnie.
Back to your phone calls and your thoughts. He's the anarcho-republican. In Montana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Make up your mind, bro.
First of all, I want to say I don't mean any disrespect to nobody. But anyway...
I'm sure nobody means any disrespect to you.
Well, you know, the government that governs best is the one that can be ignored. That's my view on it.
It's true.
Let's talk a little bit about community policing. I want to describe a situation that happened to me as a younger man. I was in a religious community as a younger man, and we took seriously, there was an admonition in the Bible. St. Paul says to not take your disputes before the civil magistrates. You're supposed to solve them within the community. And, of course, Jesus said if you have a brother who's done something against you, you go to him, you try to talk him out of it. If he won't listen, you take a couple witnesses, and if not, you go to the church and you expel him from the community. So the issue came up about wife beating. We were young men, and we were discussing this with one of the elders, and we said, well, what happens when a sister's being beaten by a brother? Does she have to remain with him? You know, they have very strict rules about marriage. And he says, no, we deal with that ourselves. And we said, what do you mean? He says, we don't let our sisters get hurt. He goes, some of the brethren will go and talk to him. And it gets settled. Mm. That's how he describes it.
It sounds like talking is insufficient, they'll go beyond talking.
He made it clear that we're not pacifists.
Yeah.
You know?
Which group
we
was this?
We don't allow this to happen.
Which religion?
Again, of course, if he continued, then you throw him out of the community completely.
And which cult was this?
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
But that's the way that was handled. So that wasn't handled. And at the time, I don't know if they would complain the police weren't taking care of that problem. And, you know,
this wasn't the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, was it?
No, I'm not a Mormon. No, okay. I'm not a Mormon. But they have a lot of, they're more, They're not decentralized. This is a very decentralized group.
Hmm.
We don't have a, we have no headquarters.
Oh, so you're still part of them. I thought you were talking about them as though that you were not part of them anymore.
Well, no, this was one particular, see, each congregation is independent.
Okay.
So this was that one congregation. I can't speak for every congregation. That's not how they all handle their situations.
Jehovah's
but
Witness?
But they all use the Bible to do it.
Nah, no. Jehovah's Witness is centralized. It's probably a charismatic or
No, I'm not
evangelic.
Jehovah's Witness either. No.
Why don't you say
that's what I said, not Jehovah's Witness.
Right.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I said because yeah, they too are centralized.
Jehovah's Witnesses are almost they're really theocratic, but they're anti-government, but they're really theocratic.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Why did you bring up the story about the wife beating?
Why did I bring it up? Well, because we were talking about decentralized police a couple of days back. They were talking about what do you do if you don't want to use the police to solve problems?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you solve it yourself.
Why did you think I brought it up, Bonnie?
Oh, I thought it had something to do with something we were talking about today. That's why I was confused.
Mm. Oh, no. It just that happened to be that's a crime, right? It's assault.
Beating a wife,
but they handled it within the, you know, the idea was that they had very strong rules about marriage. You know, you're only allowed to divorce your wife if she cheated on you. So because of that, they said, what about if a husband's beating his wife? Isn't that a good reason to leave him too? And they said, well, we handle that a different way. That's what he said.
So wait, does that mean that they would handle it and then the woman would have to stay with the guy?
Well, there's nothing legally making her stay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? This is the religious beliefs. There's nothing legally going to compel her to stay. She's not compelled to stay legally. And divorce is as high in that group as any other group.
So she'll be told that she's going to go to hell if she doesn't leave her beating husband.
That gets close. You're getting close to that.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's close to it.
So why don't you want to say what religion
it
is?
She might be considered, well, because it really wouldn't be fair to all of them because they're all independent. There's not a creed. They're able to interpret the Bible the way they want to interpret it.
Were you born into it?
That particular...
Were you born into it?
No, I converted to it. I told you I converted to it because of my anarchistic beliefs. When people say I don't believe in organized religion, that's the one for you. This is the one that...
But you won't say what it is. So how are you, like, this could be like the greatest religion.
Well, how about Gnostics, maybe?
No, we're very Orthodox. we're very Orthodox.
All right, Anarcho-Republican, was there anything else you wanted to share?
Well, yeah, just enjoy the evening.
We will.
And, that's one way of handling a problem. But again, you're using, and there's a threat of violence. They're always just behind it.
Thank you, Anarcho-Republican. I appreciate it. You guys want to comment on that or go to the cop, the corrupt cop story?
Let's go to the corrupt cop.
Bonnie, you've got yet another. Is this the police chief who's actually in trouble?
Yes, it's an ex-police chief arrested, charged with setting a dozen fires in Maryland. Authorities said David Crawford targeted people with whom he had disagreements. He faced numerous arson and attempted murder charges.
Unbelievable.
David M. Crawford, 69, was arrested Wednesday on numerous arson and attempted murder charges. The Prince George County Fire Department said Crawford allegedly set vehicles, homes, and residential garages on fire in a string of arsons from 2011 to 2020. Many of the fires happened early in the morning and involved a suspect wearing a sweatshirt with a hood drawn tightly around their face and carrying gallon jugs filled with gasoline. Authorities said that the person was seen on surveillance video using a stick wrapped in cloth to set the fires and drove a silver sedan. A break in the investigation came after the last known fire in 2020 when authorities found a connection between the victims, which led them to Crawford.
Interesting. Took them a decade to solve this.
All of the victims had some type of dispute with Crawford prior to their property being set ablaze, according to authorities. I want to know what kind of a... disputes he had with them.
Yeah, that's a good question as well. And also, it says he's an ex-police chief, but he's been doing this for a decade. He's 69 years old now. 59, he might have still been working as a police chief at the same time of setting these fires. And of course, you know, whenever you hear stories like this, you always have to wonder, how far back this man's corruption goes. I mean, just because they caught him setting fires in the last decade doesn't mean that he didn't set fires two decades prior to that. It doesn't mean that he didn't do other corrupt things as a police chief or a police officer on the street. So this is probably just the tip of the iceberg.
59 is a late age to be Breaking Bad, as they put it.
Right. Yeah, you don't just start your career as a bad guy.
69, I said.
Right, but he's 69 now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right, but that would have been 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's... I don't think people go bad at 59 that much.
No.
You know, he's probably already been bad.
Right, his whole career.
This doesn't explain any of the reasons that he, like, had a dispute with anybody, but it does say, Crawford last worked in law enforcement in 2010. In an October press release of that year, Laurel Mayor Craig A. Moe announced that Crawford was retiring for personal reasons.
Okay.
Which usually means misconduct.
But they don't want to talk about it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if they hadn't covered for him, a lot fewer homes would have been burned down.
Good point.
This says his prior jobs included District Heights Police Chief and a major for the Prince George's County Police Department. So he's always been the pig.
Of course. Yeah, you don't just walk into a police chief job without having put, dozens and dozens of innocent, peaceful people behind bars first.
It's true.
That was pretty much all I had. One other disturbing little detail. It says that the reason that there were attempted murder charges were because some of the...
people were home at the time, right?
And it says there were clear signs that the residents were inside the home at the time Crawford set fire to structures. But nobody died. People
got
away.
Yep. What a lunatic.
Yep.
You were paying his salary for some amount of time. And the question, of course, is how many other officers are just like him? How many other psychopaths are there out there in the realm of policing?
I mean, if you're a psychopath and you're looking for a job, I mean, what other job's going to let you beat people up, chain them up, throw them in prison, kill them for nothing?
CIA.
Yeah, CIA, military, and police. That's about what you got.
Hey, check out Nobody. ElectNobody.com is his website. Also, GetCell411.com. Check out Cell411. If you want to help us develop and test, that would be appreciated, especially.
It's true.
Because there's a lot of work to do. Because that app can get a lot better from where it is. It's a good start. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at FreeTalkLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.